Okay, the next one I want to go through is called the emotion code. And this, I think, works best when you've got someone to help you, unless you're proficient at it, because it involves muscle testing. And I've heard people say, muscle testing is kind of weird. You get different results with, you know. And you do. First of all, you have to be hydrated, they said, because it interferes with the electrical system of your body if you're not. Not only the tester, but the testee needs to be hydrated. If you have the neck muscles out or out of adjustment, it can interfere. And he says you need to go to a chiropractor and get that fixed. If you're real against the whole thing and you just are resisting and you're not going to, you know, you set up a psychological reversal system in your body, which changes the polarity of your body, by the way, when you do that. That can interfere. So there it can be. But if you get a good subject and a good tester, we've got two gals here who can attest to this. And Laura, would you come up here? I found out that she... What?
Yes, you do.
Oh, do we have the mag boy?
Do I have this here. I'll grab it. It's back here on the table. Oh, okay.
This technique involves finding out what the emotion is. This doctor, I should give you a little introduction about it. Dr. Bradley Nelson is a chiropractor. And he came up with this technique where he pinpoint the emotion and where it is in the body. And he believes that your negative emotions live in your organs. And this is going back to, like I said, Dana Reeves' grief abiding in her liver. The organs of the body. Your emotions are in the organs of your body. Your negative emotions are there too. So when you can pinpoint where in the body you're having the problem, and you can, he has a chart that tells you what emotion lives where in the body. Then through muscle testing, you can find out exactly where that is. And then this is called a mag boy. It's Nikon from Nikon. And it's a magnets. And you go down, if you're doing it on yourself, you go from the governing meridian to your neck. Or if you're working on somebody else, you start from the neck and go down here to the back. And do that three times. And that, he says, gets rid of those emotion, you're releasing those negative emotion, whatever's in that organ. You want to come on up here, Laura? And he calls them trapped emotions in his case. He says the magnet balances or negates the negative frequency of the emotion, but he said the main thing is your intention. That's key. He says you can use a refrigerator magnet if you want to, and in fact you could use your hand, I guess. The magnets are preferred, but he says it's your intention. That's the main thing you want to do. And the magnet is used to intensify that intention. Okay, now, Laura has had experience with muscle testing, and I have not. I tried it on JJ, and you know, I didn't have much luck. You want to try it on JJ?
What do you want me to do with
him? I want to sit him down and muscle test him.
What do you want me to ask?
I have to charge
you on me. I don't have to even.
Oh, you do it on anybody else.
I can do it on anybody. I don't have to do anything on him unless they want to see how it works.
Oh, I'd like to see how it works.
So you just want to do the arm?
You know how to do that?
I usually do it on myself.
Okay.
If I can do the arm.
Okay,
no,
Laura.
JJ,
why don't you do it on Laura in here?
No. I think we're going to do it on you.
Me?
Yeah.
She's big, so.
We think you have some issues.
She has a point.
We think you have some issues, JJ.
Find some to make her happy.
JJ.
That's the example.
I found with my daughter, she does this a lot. She's in all this.
Hydrated, so, yeah.
And when I do muscle testing with her, I'm so much stronger than her that I can just hold my arm up anyway. Or if I'm pushing her arm, I can push it down anyway.
She uses the technique.
We're too disparate in our strength to have it be accurate.
Well, now what he explained,
you want to see the arm on her? I can use it when I use it.
How do you use the arm? You know, I'll tell you what. If you want to do it this way, Laura,
I can do it on the arm.
Okay, you know how to do it properly? Okay. The thing that hold on just a second, let me explain this. Dr. Bradley says is that you're not in a competition to see who's stronger.
He said, what you're doing, first of all, hold your arm out.
Are you right-handed?
He said, first of all, you want to make sure you have no shoulder pain or shoulder problems.
Do you want to take his watch off?
Oh, yeah. You didn't take your watch off, so you weren't listening. I told you. No, we're not done.
Take it off. Your dominant hand.
So you always want to test with your dominant hand.
Your watch.
Yeah, you might want to take off your watch. Oh, well. Now,
with
the
muscle testing,
can you do it that way?
No.
Is that comfortable?
Okay, I would use your dominant arm. And he just, is strong. He just said to be strong. You only use two fingers because you don't want to kill him.
I understand that you shouldn't do it on the muscles of the wrist because the wrist automatically defends itself.
It's right here.
You can do it just above this ball right here. And he says you can relax the hand. And he says you're not trying to see who's stronger. You're just checking what the resistance is. You can just push a little bit and you can go in 3 seconds and keep on pushing and see if you're getting that resistance. You're not going, like that.
Judge, you don't hurt him.
His shoulder.
You're
going to
ask
him
to be
strong.
I'm
going to
hurt.
Yeah. We're going to do this question. Just be strong. Okay, now I want you to say your true name.
Those are strong, do it.
See how he's strong? It's good to say. Now I want you to say a different name. Just not your name.
Lorenzo Smith.
Okay, you're holding it. Say it's going to go. It's going to go down. Say, it's going down.
What?
Okay. It's going.
He resists.
Okay, do it again.
Just be natural.
Your name.
So look down, do it.
Okay, now.
Do you want me to resist?
No, I don't want you to resist.
Do
it right. I want you to say your name. It's not your real name.
My name is Lorenzo Snow.
And no pressure.
Horatio Mongo.
Don't pass by.
Okay. Okay, you can relax. And that's
now wait, you're not done.
No, I'm not done.
Now, do you want to go to this chart? Okay.
But I'm not going to tear those on.
I know. This is just
jumping
out. You want to do this? I can ask
that you rest.
Yeah, can we get about 4 or 5 more people up there to talk with you?
Okay, here's what Laura wants to do.
You're just going to relax. We're not going to do that anymore.
She's gonna take it on herself. She has apparently a better. You tell her.
Don't find out.
This is what I do.
She tested on herself
to help people get well. I can talk to them, their spirit, okay. And we just do it. And so whatever question I ask, I just talk, and
okay. They're
just relaxing.
So first of all, we wanted to see if he has any trapped emotions, and he does. But then you always have to ask the body if the body is willing to give it up, if it's the right time. I have found with what I do that it's important to get the physical body healthy and well first is what I do first. Because I make sure everything is working 100%. Everything is out of the body. And you are a healthy, well, strong being before I can release emotions. Occasionally, if a trapped emotion, we get a body well, and we're just still starting to get a body well, and these trapped emotions are really causing a problem. I just learned this last Sunday, because I knew I needed to really quick for the people I was helping.
Clarify, she just learned the emotion code last Sunday, but she's been doing everything.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing everything else, but I just learned the emotion codes last Sunday. But I learned that the body has to be healthy and well, and then you can release those emotions. But I did have a gal who just got through a serious illness, and we're not quite where we needed her to be, but these two emotions were really causing a lot of problem with her colon and her stomach. And so I asked her body if I was allowed to release those two, and I could only release those two emotions that were causing the problem. So we did that. Now she can finish healing, and we'll be able to do all of the emotions. I've used it several times. Even though I just learned it Sunday, the emotion code's awesome. We go back to other lives. Those are extremely, on some kids, my grandkids especially, my daughter, were very emotional, very strong emotional emotions. So it's real funny, and you get with those. I have one gal that I did it on, and we've been trying to get her healthy and well. I knew there was one other thing I needed to learn. We got her body physically well. We've been using EFT to get the negatives. You can go. And it just wasn't getting there. She was still having all her body was going out. And with EFT, you can put your back and your spine in. With energy healing, it's energy healing. And it will stay much better than a chiropractor. It will stay. It will stay and do that. But anyway, as she, there was just one more step. I knew to be gone. I thought, man, what is this? I have to keep doing this. She's just an emotional wreck. Not only from her life, but from her past lives and from inherited. Just a lot of emotion.
So when my daughter was telling me about this, I thought, I'll wait and learn this, but I knew I needed to learn it. So I pulled it up, and she was so excited, and we were only able to release her emotions from this life right now, because that's all her body can handle, and we have to wait for another week. So we released all those emotions from this life, and I says, okay, how do you feel? Because this is new for me. Okay, because they say in the book they can cry, they can have dreams, they'll have a little bit emotions up and down. And after she got through, she goes, my body's going, oh, that's good, you know. So it's really, really cool. So what I do is, again, psychological reversal can come in here. If people have held on to these emotions for a long time, you ask your body if they are reversed, psychological reversal, release their emotions, and a lot of times they are. Those who have had them and held on to them. So EFT, you can tap that psychological reversal out.
Was he reversed where he wouldn't allow you to?
He has them. I didn't ask if I could release them because I know I can't, because...
you know him, right?
Well, no, because... Well, I just asked. No, I can't release his emotions right now because his body has to be completely physically well to really get the benefit of it. And his body's not completely physically well.
So you think JJ is sick right now?
He's got some viruses.
He's got some things. Yeah. That's all right. Is there anything everything be taken care of?
What do you feel is wrong with him? There's
nothing wrong with you. You're perfect.
Go ahead.
Where do we start?
Oh, let's do it. How does the body answer you?
Huh?
How does the body answer?
It's a gift I've been given. Really is what it comes down to. A lot of people can learn, and some of the people that I've helped have tried to learn. I use this for the muscle testing, the fingers. It works wonderfully, but a lot of the other people that have tried, they don't get. But because they're emotional wreck right now,
it's
and the more I use it, the more I know what it is. Before I check my muscle testing, I'll tell him privately. I would like to tell him privately, really, what's going on.
Is there anybody here who's healthy that you'd like to demonstrate this on?
Yeah, but I'm done. I'm clear.
Oh yeah, we got my daughter all done. She's all clear. We already cleared her.
Okay, subtract emotion. Susie's healthy.
Let me see if Susie's healthy. Susie, what's your last name?
Wong.
You don't have to go up there.
Like Wong.